The 2015 Treefort Music Fest ramps up tonight with the opening of the main stage in downtown Boise. By the time the event ends Sunday, more than 400 bands will have entertained thousands of indie music fans. One of those fans is journalist David Greenwald. He writes about music for the Oregonian newspaper in Portland, and he's attending Treefort for the first time, checking out some of the 60 or so Oregon bands playing the festival this year. Greenwald used to attend the annual South by Southwest Music Festival in Texas, but this year he didn't make the trip and instead chose Boise. I sat down with Greenwald this afternoon and asked him why.
Well, I went to South by Southwest for 5 years, and by last year, I was just so overwhelmed by it. There were too many crowds, bands were canceling shows, things were happening late. It was just a complete mess to me and really had gotten away from being a place to discover new bands and focus on independent acts and acts who are on the rise instead of Lady Gaga or Coldplay or something like that. So Treefort really seemed like a perfect place to come and see a bunch of new bands, see people I hadn't heard in more of like a low-key, less insane environment.
So you've been here a couple days. What do you think of Treefort so far?
I'm having a great time. It seems really well organized. All the stages are booked in a really cool way. You can hang out in one place and see a bunch of bands in that style that you know you're going to like. Yeah, I've really, really been enjoying it.
Treefort is a big deal here, of course. We hear about it quite a bit, and we're very proud of it. What's its reputation like outside of Idaho?
You know, I was living in L.A. for a while before I moved to Portland and hadn't really heard about it. It was only moving to Portland and people were saying, oh, you got to go to Treefort, you got to check it out. Because Portland, you know, Music Fest Northwest is no longer the citywide festival. It's down at the waterfront. So we don't have anything that's quite like this. And especially as a fan of South by Southwest, this kind of city takeover is something that really appealed to me. So I wanted to come and see it.
What do you see as the biggest challenges for Treefort and other festivals like it?
I think it's just the crowds and the balance between selling enough tickets to keep it in the black and pay the bands, but not have too many people waiting in line at all these different venues and having a bad crowd experience. So, you know, to me, that's really the danger. If you start bringing in bigger bands or expanding and have 800 bands next year, you know, all of a sudden you have all these people showing up waiting in line and it starts to become kind of a mess.
I read your review of last year's South by Southwest and how it had kind of changed from the year before, and it sounds like that's not something you want Treefort to do.
Not at all. And I mean, a lot of people were critiquing South by Southwest for years and years, you know, and I really do a lot of homework going into it and try to not go to 6th Street and not go to see some of the bigger shows. But even doing that method was really just didn't work out for me at all last year. I didn't get into so many things and so many bands had canceled. So it felt like it really had reached the saturation point that even in 2013, 2012, which were also very busy years, it just was not there.
It's been well documented that the festival has yet to break even. What advice would you give organizers or city leaders to make sure that Treefort continues to survive here?
Well, that's a tough one. My job is to critique the festivals and not tell them how to make a living. But I think, you know, again, it's really just about balancing that consumer experience with the needs of the festival. And maybe it means raising ticket prices. Maybe it means bringing in more sponsors. I know the city had contributed this year. And something like this is really, you know, it is like a civic good to bring people in and to support art. And I hope that's something that Boise will continue to look at in the future.
You've been here 1 year, just for a couple of days. You went to South by Southwest for quite a while. Is it too early to compare the two?
I think so. One thing that really struck me is that the bands at South by Southwest, because it costs so much to go there and it is an industry festival and all eyes are on them, they're playing very intense sets. You know, they're playing really memorable sets. They're really trying to impress people. And here it's been kind of refreshing. Bands are so low key. Some of them are playing their first festival ever. They're not always singing in tune. It's just a very laid back, different experience, even though the format is similar. So I'm really enjoying seeing bands just, you know, not under pressure, just having a good time.
David Greenwald covers music for the Oregonian.